Hey friends, this is Cherie at Bible Project. If you've been tracking with us, you know that we just finished walking through the Old Testament. Thanks for joining us. We're making some changes to Reflections, so this is actually going to be the last Reflections podcast. So let's sit down with Tim and Carissa and the rest of the Reflections team and talk all about how we'll continue the Reflections journey together. All right, so this is Cherie again, and I'm here with some members of the Reflections team now for our final podcast episode. You guys know our biblical scholars, Dr. Carissa Quinn.
Hey, Cherie. It's great to be here.
And Dr. Tim Mackey.
Hi, Cherie.
They did a wonderful job sharing weekly reflections on passages in the Hebrew Bible this year. Tim?
Yeah, it's been really fun to do these. And also a unique challenge. For many years, I was in pastoral ministry, and I was always shooting for like around 45 minutes. To give a Bible talk, you know, a sermon. And so this has been a really fun growth challenge experience for me to do short mini sermons in like 6 minutes. Yeah. And if I ever preach again, I think I want to keep it going.
Yeah, I like it.
There's a lot of good things going for the very short, poignant, to the point sermon. So anyway, it's been really fun, and I hope and trust that these have been helpful for you all who have been listening.
Also here today with us is John Collins, one of the co-founders of Bible Project, who helped us launch this podcast in the first place. John?
I am really excited to sit down for this final episode of Reflections with you all.
Okay, so we have Michelle here, our Bible narrator.
Hi.
Hi. And Dan Gummel, who not only produced the podcast, but stepped in as a scripture narrator too.
Thank you, Cherie. It was a really fun experience. I am sad to say that I'm not reading any scripture today, but I had a blast.
You did a great job. Before we get rolling, let's outline where we're going in the conversation today. So first, we're going to talk a little bit more about why we are saying goodbye to the audio portion of Reflections, but want to clarify that Reflections isn't ending. There's going to be a continued written portion of the Reflections Bible study that will continue for the rest of the year. And before we go, we'll get a chance to listen and reply to some awesome feedback from Reflections listeners. There's lots to cover, so let's get to it. Okay, first, let's talk about the written Reflections Bible study. Tim, John, can you tell us more about how Bible Project first started releasing Bible studies and how it's evolved since?
It's been a really amazing journey. This goes all the way back to the few weeks in March 2020 that changed the lives of the human population on the planet, really.
Yeah.
Literally, the last in-person meeting was we were watching all of the pandemic shutdown, lockdowns happening. And we just had this brainstorm meeting with our fearless leader, CEO Steve Atkinson, and he had such wise words. He said, this is going to be a time when there's a lot of people who are scared, who are going to be looking to lock down things in their lives and hold on tight. And he just said, I would dream that our posture at Bible Project is to be open-handed and generous. So how can we serve the church in this opportunity instead of just think about ourselves? That was how we started the conversation. It was amazing. And it just set this tone where, what could we do? Well, man, churches are not going to be gathering for we don't know how long. So what if we could create something that would just be a short Bible study experience, and we could just put it out there for free for our supporters? And so that's what we did. We just decided to start doing it using existing video content and recording short little Bible study talks. And we called it Church at Home. And it started like in the first couple weeks of the pandemic. That's my memory.
Yeah, we called it Church at Home and thought we would send a video and then you would do a homily.
Mm-hmm.
And those first homilies were very much of the moment.
Oh, totally.
You were talking about what was going on in the world.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Everyone was experiencing the exact same thing.
Such a unique moment.
Right.
Yeah.
And so those were really powerful. And we found a lot of traction and people really loved them. Mm-hmm. And it made us realize like, oh, there's something here. Like we need to keep doing this. Do you remember we first said it was just going to be 8 weeks?
Yeah, we're going to do it for 8 weeks.
And then I think 8 weeks started coming and it was right. Like, oh, let's double down. Let's do 8 more weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
And then just continued and continued and continued.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Because our audience kind of growing and it just seemed like, man, we're helping meet a need. And who knows? Let's just keep going. And I was rough and ready, man. Like, we were all, I was recording in my basement.
Yeah, I remember first getting those recordings, and like, I could hear your kids like running around sometimes. Yeah, totally. And yeah. it's such an artifact of like that year. Yes. And that summer.
Yes.
And yeah. it definitely holds a special place, so I think, yeah, in my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it became really evident was that our audience, you all, were just behind us 110% and wanted us to keep making more content, not to slow down. And so we decided, as Church at Home began to mature, that we wanted to invest in it some more and help transform it into kind of its next phase. And Sri, that's where your story came to get involved.
Yeah, that's when I joined in. So Carissa was writing homilies for the team, mm-hmm, and needed some extra help, and remembered me from back in the day when we were adjunct faculty together at a university here in Portland.
Mm. Yeah.
So she messaged me. I was thrilled to come help, just 2 to 3 hours a week, writing reflection questions and introductions for what was then called Church at Home.
Yeah.
And loved doing that so much that I just kept doing it, and eventually in the fall joined on full time. Mm-hmm. That's about the time it started to pivot to become something that wasn't Church at Home anymore, but more a reflective experience for anybody, whether they were at home or at church, because churches were starting to open up.
Yeah, churches were opening back up. But we saw so much momentum with this Bible study that we wanted to keep doing it. And then we got the idea of, well, we're already recording a homily, like Tim or Carissa. We have that audio. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great to have those on a separate podcast feed? And then that idea cascaded into then putting a whole show around it. And that's when the podcast version of this Bible study, Church at Home, started, and that's when we started calling it Reflections.
Yeah, yeah, that was super fun. You know, I was brand new, full time, just started full time.
Yeah.
And I remember being in one of those meetings and hearing someone say, Sri has a radio voice.
You do, you have a great voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you came into the studio and you're like, hey, we're going to record. And I was like, okay. And I asked you if you wanted to sit down and record, and you said, no, I'd like to stand.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't have a music stand at that time.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I took our trash can.
Right.
And I put it up on the table. And
so we could see our script. So we our
could,
notes.
Yeah, so you could like see your notes and be standing. And that's how we recorded the first, you know, and I just remember thinking like, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So
a lot of fun. So this is the last episode of the Reflections podcast. Tim, will you tell us a little bit more about why?
Yeah. During COVID era, we've been having a lot of conversations around the Bible Project, just about really trying to focus and hone our mission and identify what is our unique contribution to church communities. And the last thing that we ever would want to do is replace the teaching ministries at local churches. We want to help support those and provide people with resources as they try and help people follow Jesus and understand the Bible. And so we want to create content that's supplementary. And so we came to a conviction that Bible Project is not a church. We cannot be a church because churches require people that you're in relationship with in communities, in actual places.
Yeah.
And as such, we want to step back from creating resources that are getting too pastorally specific about how to respond to the scriptures in like really specific ways, because we have listeners all over the world, and how one community responds to the scriptures might look very different from how another, depending on place and time. So for that reason, we decided to discontinue this audio portion of Reflections, because what we want is pastors and leaders of churches to take up that role, empowered by God's Spirit, to speak the scriptures into their own communities. And we want to create resources that are helping people understand the Bible so that they can, in their own context, respond to it and live out the mission and the story of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the main reasons why we decided to discontinue this audio portion.
Yeah. So how do we pass the mic to empower churches and small communities with resources to use their own voice to serve their communities? So let's talk about how to continue with Reflections from here. So as I mentioned earlier, this is our final Reflections podcast episode, but it's not the end of the Reflections Bible study. Can you tell us more about that, Carissa?
Yeah, so we started out the year studying the Hebrew Bible, and we've gone through every book of the Hebrew Bible up to this point. Each week, we followed our One Story That Leads to Jesus reading plan that you can find on YouVersion, and Tim and I have written messages to go along with each week, and then Cherie's written discussion and reflection questions that follow the reading that you do that week. So we've completed an entire project on the Old Testament with audio portions and reflection questions. And this has been a super valuable thing to be a part of and to put out there. I've found it really valuable to not just focus on a text and what we're studying, but also how that text impacts our lives and the lives of our communities. So we want to continue offering this resource, but in a slightly different form. You won't hear our voices on the podcast anymore. You won't hear this audio portion, but Cherie will still be writing these really valuable reflection and discussion questions through the rest of the New Testament.
So to sign up to join the rest of this reflection journey, you can go to bibleproject.com/study to make sure you get the emails to complete the journey.
Thanks, Cherie. I'm looking forward to continuing the journey with you.
All right, so let's move into the final part of the show. Let's hear from our reflections community. We're going to do this in a couple of ways. First, I want to introduce some of our amazing staff members who helped to make the Reflections podcast a reality. And secondly, I'm going to ask that they help us read some of the wonderful reviews that you wrote. Thank you for writing in. Okay, so first up to read a review, let me introduce Matthew, who designed our cover art for Reflections.
Hey, Cherie. I worked with Andrew Mura and Robert Perez. They really did the bulk of the illustration and creating that beautiful, kind of serene, reflective environment. And I think it came together like really well.
I agree. The high contrast and the feel of the overall design is brilliant. Good work. Okay, what review are you reading for us today?
Okay, I got one from Ray Fowler. She writes, "Wow, I'm floored. This series of weekly podcasts has impacted me and my husband greatly. It's bringing my Bible to life at a whole new level. Jesus is becoming more and more real to me as I'm reading through my Bible and using this podcast as a resource."
Awesome. So we have another review now. I want to invite Cooper Peltz to read it. He's helped to manage this project and has become a true friend. Cooper?
Hey, Cherie. Thanks for having me on. So this is from Dunkmeister on iTunes. "We lost my mother-in-law to COVID last May, and presently both my parents have it, and Dad is dying. But God used Reflections to remind me that God hears us, sees us, and longs to be with us in the suffering. By that, I am comforted and strengthened to face what today holds. Thank you for being the means for God's comfort."
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We're grateful that Reflections has been part of your journey forward. Well, friends, that's about it. There's one more person that we want to thank who will end our time with a special word of encouragement, and that's our friend Michelle Jones. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. I've had a great time.
So, Michelle, will you close us out with a benediction?
Absolutely. This is from Numbers 6, 24 to 26. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace."
Beautiful. Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
Well, that's it, friends. Thank you so much for being a part of the Reflections community. You can keep up with all the things we are working on at BibleProject.com. Until our paths cross again, shalom.
Hi, this is Daniela Piva from Brazil, and I listen to Reflections podcast while I do the dishes. I really love how tangible and yet deep all the questions are. I love how he makes me think about God and my life and the Bible. It's been amazing to have this resource. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm Justin from Ohio, and I listen to Reflections because I love having teaching from Tim and Carissa, along with some insightful questions in a concise format every week.
Hi, my name is Christina from Sheffield in the UK. I listen to Reflections on a Saturday morning before the weekend begins. I love the focus that it gives me.
Hi, this is Atalia from Tangerang, Indonesia, and I listen to the Reflections podcast while doing arts and crafts to unwind.
Hey, this is Iyanolu Agijan Adebayo, and I am from Nigeria. I like to start my day listening to Reflections It's always a great way to start my day.
Hey, this is Talia.
And this is Keely.
And we are twins from Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, and we love the Reflections podcast. We listen to it every week.
Yes, it's so practical and personal, and we love how it helps you to meditate on the scriptures.
We love it. Thank you so much for all you do.
Bye. Bye.